Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. When President Trump declassifies top secret documents related to former FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, will the people finally see the serious abuses of power committed against our republic? And Obama is not innocent concerning the soft coup attempt against President Trump. Is A.G. Barr intrepid enough to indict him if necessary? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks very much, Audrey.
Well, it's always great to have you with us. And we're going to jump right in here. Tom, recently, Representative Peter King predicted that serious and severe abuses by the FBI and CIA during the 2016 presidential run are going to come out as a result of President Trump declassifying top secret documents related to former FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Do you believe he's correct?
Absolutely. And of course, we have been talking about it, we being you and I, on your show for well over a year and laying all this out. And now we have authorities like Peter King, member of Congress, coming out and saying what it's going to be, as well as the president. Clearly, the president has pointed out. And with the advent of the appointment of Attorney General Barr, who is a real attorney general, the first one we've had in 10 to 11 years. And so I think that's extremely important, what is about to transpire and what you have predicted on this show and your guests have on what the real facts are.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of A.G. Barr, he recently accused Democrats of trying to create a public spectacle by forcing Mueller to testify via subpoena before Congress about the Russia investigation. But he said he would support Mueller if Mueller declined. But, Tom, I think Mueller would be happy to be part of a spectacle and further smear the president. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're spot on. And there are reasons for it. But getting back to Attorney General Barr, it was just yesterday that he said he would support him if he declined to want to go before the Congress next week, because he does believe it is going to be a spectacle. But I believe that behind the screen, Attorney General Barr has been working closely with the Democratic Congress House to testify and to throw out things that can create this impression that the Democrats are still trying to convince that there was a Russian collusion, even though his report said no collusion. Yeah. Now he's trying to bring in the obstruction, which he did. But look, Mueller is a very flawed individual. For instance, everybody's heard about Jeffrey Epstein being arrested this weekend. And the fact is, as this case starts to unfold, Jeffrey Epstein being involved with pedophilia and
sex trafficking,
young women, sexual crimes, etc. Who was the FBI director when he first went to prison, first time he went to prison for 12 or 13 months, whatever it was? It was Mueller.
Whoa. Wow.
Uh-oh. Once we start pulling that string, it starts to pull other strings. Uranium One that Mueller was involved with. He was the FBI director and delivered samples to Russia. And so all these things that Mueller is now, I believe, trying to be complicit with the Democratic House to obfuscate the issue, if you will, and pull it away and still try to point a finger that there was and intimate there was Russian collusion is what he's trying to do, because he is a very flawed individual. And once he testifies next week and they start asking the right questions and pulling that right thread, like, when did you know that there was no collusion? When did you discover that? Well, if he didn't know it 10 minutes after he took the job as a special prosecutor, Audrey, then he was clueless. You know he knew right away. They all knew right away what they had set up to do, which was going to be a false coup d'etat once the president was elected. And they thought that the efforts that they did before with the Russian dossier would so taint the president in the election process that he was colluding with the Russians that he wouldn't win the election. Yeah. But the American people are smarter than that. It turns out the American people are a lot smarter than that, and they can see this corruption that was going on in the Obama administration, and it went right up to the Oval Office, as you mentioned in your introduction. And because all those direct reports, Jim Clapper, the director of the defense, the DNI, director of national intelligence, Brennan, yeah, CIA director, Comey, FBI director, wow, Loretta Lynch, attorney general, all these big names were direct reports to the president of the United States. So he was well aware what the intelligence community and the Department of Justice was doing to corrupt and to create this scheme or this fiasco of Russian collusion. So that's what is going to start to unfold, and what Peter King, when he mentions names will be coming out, that's what Peter King is talking about, what we've just laid out. All those people were involved with creating a Russian, both the Russian dossier, because the Democratic Party funded it, as well as getting the intelligence community involved by getting the Brits, the Australians, and the Italians to be putting in foreign intelligence, which enabled them to have those FISA warrants that were not valid warrants because they were based on the Russian dossier, which was never corroborated.
Right.
So you can see the complexity of this for the average American to understand is unbelievable. But once the general and John Durham, who he's got working on this, starts laying this out and puts it before a court, then that's what's going to be. A grand jury must start looking at this information. And the only thing that's troubling to me, I don't think any grand jury has been yet appointed by John Durham. Mm. So I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you also think that Mueller stepped out of line when he publicly discussed obstruction because he was attempting to taint the president in the eyes of the voters, just leaving that hanging there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a tipper. It was something that he knew that when he failed in finding Russian collusion by the Trump campaign and then the administration, that he had to leave something dangling because the Democrats and everybody had kept talking about it and saying, I mean, Congressman Schiff saying, you know, yes, we have evidence, et cetera. The things that they were saying were now in the mainstream media, because the mainstream media was complicit. Not only was the mainstream media complicit, you got the Democratic Congress that was complicit, as well as a Democratic administration. Yeah. And as I said in the last two shows I've been on with you, the president made a mistake by not releasing those FISA warrants before the midterm elections. Because the midterm elections, if those FISA warrants had been released, it would have proven that this Democratic Party today is so corrupt, it's corrupt to the core, and they're demonstrating it right now since they own the House. They're demonstrating that they are corrupt and all the things the previous 8 years that were done in the Obama administration, fast and furious, the IRS, Lerner, all those things that were going on, Benghazi, all those areas, and then finally the Russian collusion issue, all those things were done within a corrupt Obama administration, and he has not been held accountable.
No, he hasn't. You know, Tom, I've got to ask this question again, because this whole thing is surreal. If this investigation was about finding so-called Russia collusion and it wasn't about a witch hunt, then why did Mueller not examine, and here comes the list, Hillary and Uranium One, Fast and Furious, the IRS and Lois Lerner, spying on the Trump campaign, the Benghazi cover-up, which you know recently we discussed on the show with General Paul Vallee, William Cotel, Nicholas Ngo, and Joshua Salmon, and the soft coup attempt on a duly elected president? Why did he not? I'm still asking his question because we're not getting any answers on this, are we?
No, and those are the $64 questions. It was sitting out in plain open sight. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page worked for Mueller until he had to let them go when the text messaging became evident. The text messaging laid out the whole scene. And the questions you're asking, because it clearly pointed that the collusion was between the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and Russia, mm-hmm. not the Trump campaign. So when you see how this was elaborately laid out and you ask the right questions, why didn't Mueller investigate that?
Yeah.
There's not one word of it, is it? They're in his report. He wants people to read his report, and the Democrats in the House are saying, well, you've got to read the Mueller report. Well, it doesn't mention the Russian collusion with the Democratic Party. It doesn't mention the death of Seth Rich. Where was the WikiLeaks information coming from?
Yeah.
The Democratic Party, who said the Russians hacked their server, never turned that server over to the FBI. The Republican National Committee did, but the Democratic Party didn't.
Yeah.
What does Mueller say in his report of why they didn't? They had CrowdStrike do the analysis. Please, Audrey, please.
Yeah.
My goodness. And so what it's turning out, that the information that they're afraid to look at, because they have other crimes involved there. And so those are the $64 questions that must be asked, because they all revolve around the corruption of the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And it permeated the intelligence community, and it permeated our allies, let's say the Brits, the Australians, and Ambassador Downer for Australia, and the Italians. So all these places where CIA was located, and their chiefs of station, had to be involved. And the only pure one in this was the NSA, because the NSA, under Admiral Mike Rogers, was clean.
Right.
Now, that's where, if you get in and look at what the CIA was doing and how they were involved with doing listening,
right.
rogue listening stations they were using, and getting a lot of this information. And the day after the election, or maybe the second day after the election, Admiral Mike Rogers went to Trump Tower. And that's when the Secretary of Defense, the president, the DNI, looked at wanting to fire him, because he told President Trump what was going on, that he was being listened to by rogue CIA people. And he immediately moved his headquarters to New Jersey, to the golf course he has out there. So all these things, when you lay them out, the average person's head's got to be spinning, because it's so complex. But they put the whole complexity of the U.S. Intelligence and Department of Justice focused on a political campaign. That's the danger. That's why what Peter King is saying is spot on.
Yeah, Yeah. Allow us to solve the Russia collusion question, and it won't cost them a penny. Hillary and Uranium One. Period. Russia collusion. Correct?
Correct. 20% of the U.S. uranium sold to the Russians. And how much money went into the Clinton Foundation?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Joe Biden claimed recently that alleged Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election would not have transpired under the administration of Barack Obama and Biden's own watchful eyes. But Tom, Russia's alleged interference related to the 2016 presidential campaign took place precisely under the Obama administration. Am I correct?
I'm laughing so hard, Audrey. Trump must be paying this guy to be a straight man. Make those kind of statements.
The Gaffmeister, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and the mainstream media has not picked it up. Audrey, the mainstream media has not picked it up. All this occurred under the Obama administration's watchful eye.
Yeah.
And yeah. Joe Biden goes out and says it never would have happened if we were there. Now, you see, the reason Joe Biden is the ideal candidate, because he was involved with all these things. He had to be as the vice president. He had to know when the investigation went. He had to know what Comey was doing and what Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were doing. All these things were being reported to the president. And Valerie Jarrett is the Wizard of Oz, of course, and all this.
Right.
But the vice president had to be intimately aware through his national security advisor. Now, they're going to say, well, there are no fingerprints, but there will be fingerprints. That's the one flawed thing our listeners must understand. When you politicize the intelligence community and the Department of Justice, they have very elaborate tracking procedures of moving information, who gets it, who signs for it, et cetera. And as that becomes exposed, part of our problem is, as we've seen in both the FBI and CIA and DOJ, that the bureaucracies that are still there, the swamp, if you will, are still trying to protect that information. And they're saying, well, you're going to disclose sources, et cetera. Please, Audrey. Please.
Right.
The sources, the Russians know who they are. I mean, they've been mentioned.
Of course.
They have been given out. And we haven't even seen the Inspector General's IG report, Horowitz's report, which is being delayed because other people, which bothers me, other people are becoming aware and want to talk and give him information.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if they're deliberately trying to drag this out to get him through 2020, but it's taking too long,
yeah.
Audrey.
It is.
Far too long for this information to be exposed. And the president's going to have to do some things on his own, like declassify those FISA warrants, because that is going to be the one thing. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are going to say, well, look, we were acting under orders. It's like during Nuremberg trials,
exactly.
After World War II.
Yeah.
The generals were saying, well, Hitler was telling us to do this. We were just military people taking orders. Mm. Well, they're going to say, Strzok and Page are going to say, well, we're taking orders from Comey and Loretta Lynch. I mean, they're the ones that were telling us what to do. You don't think we could have done this? And they could not have done it by themselves. And so once you start the finger pointing, and the DOJ use the old technique, okay, we're gonna let you guys go, but you've got to lay out all this evidence, who you were reporting to.
Right.
And that goes to the direct reports to Comey, and all the lies that Comey has told in front of the Congress.
Yeah.
And then so you're gonna have to start picking them off one by one that way. And then the president's going to say, well, look, I'm just doing what my DNI told me, Clapper, and what John Brennan, my CIA director, told me.
Right.
And I was just doing what they were telling me. And so they're going to say, but Mr. President, you were continuously aware. Now, here's where the issue is going to be. They're going to have to say, because Comey and Brennan were involved with those FISA warrants and providing information, and Clapper, and they did not verify the Russian dossier. Right. And that's what went through the judges, the FISA judges, who the Chief Justice is in charge of and is supposed to be supervising them. And so that's going to be another problem. But those judges have not said why they approved those four FISA warrants.
Right. Right.
So that is going to be the legal thing that those people, Obama may or may not get away with this, but the Comeys, the Loretta Lynches, the John Brennans, the Jim Clappers, they were the direct reports on it. And so they will clearly go before a grand jury. Hillary Clinton's role, because when you start pulling on this string, and as I said, the Jeffrey Epstein thing is going to be part of that string. You then start pulling on Uranium One. Her campaign funded the Russian dossier, which means she had to approve it. If she didn't, then Donna Brazile or someone else had to approve it. The question goes, when you then pull that string, is Seth Rich's murder in July 2016, who was involved with that? What was the investigation? It turns out the D.C. police never investigated it. And so when all these things start being pulled and people ask, were you complicit in it, or did you fight it, or were you aware of it? And all those names that were exposed on the different NSA documents that I think the ambassador, the UN ambassador, Samantha Powers, had some like 300 to 500 names that she wanted to see who they were when they'd come up on intel, on NSA reports, et cetera. Way, way out of character. She never should have. Susan Rice, why was she exposing all these names? And then, of course, these names would show up in newspaper articles. And so there are a lot of people and who assigned something that they, in fact, wanted to know. There was a reason why they wanted to know. And of course, Samantha Powers, why did the UN ambassador have to know so much of this information? So once all this is starting to come together and you put them in front of a grand jury and the violations, exposing names to the public, the press, because the press is intimately involved, they are complicit. They are still complicit. I don't know how, with the freedom of the press, with our rules, how you're going to be able to define the collusion of the press and their complicitness in this whole scheme, the whole Russian hoax, the spying on the Trump administration.
Yeah.
There is an intensity, Audrey, with the mainstream media that is far, far above normal. 90% of their articles are against Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to think is the reason they are so aggressive in this is because they are going to be exposed that they were complicit. They were part of this. And so once someone starts talking in those different mainstream media organizations, the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, once someone starts talking in that direction and exposes it, then they are going to be complicit and they will have violated the law. And so this is a very touchy thing when you start reaching out. What did the judges do? I think you're going to find out that some of those judges were complicit in this.
Yeah.
They didn't ask the right questions. So you've got not only the administration, not only the Congress and the mainstream media, those three elements that are essential to a free democracy, were all corrupt and trying to take down the Trump administration. First of all, the Trump campaign, then the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, extremely, extremely. And here's hoping and praying that they will hear something about a grand jury soon. Tom, where, believe it or not, we're already out of time. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Well, there's a CCNS.org webpage. It's really a Citizens Commission on National Security, or CCNationalSecurity.org, is where all my articles and radio shows like this are put. One last point,
yes.
Quickly.
Yes.
Democratic socialism is communism. Our listeners must understand what they're talking, free everything and taking control of the government. This is communism. It far exceeds socialism. I had to get that one point in, but nobody will say it on the air.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you squeezed that in there fast, because that's exactly right. If they're calling themselves socialists, they're communists. And if we, as we, you just said, if we look at what they are doing, they're communists, period. As always, I will have those links to my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and information that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.